Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Congresswoman Angie Craig is applauding a federal judge's ruling that the Trump administration must fully fund and release SNAP benefits by today. The Minnesota Democrat said, quote, President Trump and the USDA need to do the right thing and comply with the court ruling rather than further delay food assistance from reaching 42 million Americans in need. The Trump administration is appealing the ruling. The Mankato National Guard Armory is the site of the official State of Minnesota Veterans Day program this year. Veterans Affairs Commissioner Brad Lindsay says it's been in Invergrove Heights for many years, and he's wanted to do it in greater Minnesota.
It's just my belief if we're going to have an official state Veterans Day event, we need to get it out and allow our veterans and family members and the general public in other parts of the state to be able to participate in that. So
Lindsay says the Veterans Day event will likely move to northeast or northwestern Minnesota next year. There's new help in the fight against gambling addiction. It's called Family and Friends of Gamblers and will serve as a national public health response to the impact of gambling on families. DFL Senator John Marty of Roseville says the people behind it have been victims before.
Most of these people aren't the gamblers. They're the family, the spouses, the kids whose college saving accounts were robbed for this. So I think when they reach out to Friends and Family of Gambling Fog, as they're calling themselves, if they reach out to them, I think what they're going to start doing is having local chapters form in Minnesota.
Marty has led the fight against legalized sports betting in Minnesota. And Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, one of the busiest hubs in the Midwest, is facing flight disruptions after the FAA ordered a 10% reduction. About 41 flights are expected to be cut today at MSP. The Minnesota DNR is providing an outlook of what the firearms deer hunting season will look like across the state. Big Game Program Coordinator Paul Burp says,
Minnesota experienced a second consecutive mild winter this year, which in general is great for the deer population. Now, hunters play a vital role in managing the state's deer population, especially in areas that are overabundant with deer. Hunters are encouraged to take additional opportunities to harvest antlerless deer.
Hundreds of thousands of hunters are expected to take part in the firearms deer season opener on Saturday. The Minnesota Wild saw their two-game win streak end with a 4-3 loss to the Hurricanes last night in North Carolina. The Canes scored 3 first-period goals, and the Wild were unable to come back. Matt Boldy scored twice for Minnesota, and defenseman Brock Faber also lit the lamp. Philip Gustafson made 23 saves in the road loss. Wild play again tonight at the New York Islanders. This is MNN.